Welcome to Hand of the Dirt, a gardening podcast about football. And really, it's a lifestyle podcast. And folks, we got a lot of stuff going on. We got a lot of stuff to get to. Stephen Hartzell, how you doing?
Happy birthday, America.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This comes out right around the 4th of July, where I have been told I have to go to the pool. We will talk about that later. Michael Serber, a.k.a. L underscore Serber. You know, how are you doing?
If you're from England, just let us know if you need some ointment for that burn.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for losing, losers.
Okay. We got a lot of stuff. We got a lot of things to get to. And one of them is that I do have to go to the pool on the 4th of July.
I mean,
you guys are going to the beach. I thought I was under the impression that I wasn't going to have to go to the pool.
I mean, the 4th of July at the pool is a, that's like one of the top three, four busiest days of the pool. For the year, for the season.
I know.
So good luck with that.
I don't want to go. It's like I never want to go to the pool, but I definitely don't want to go then. But I am told I have to go.
Okay, well, you're going.
So.
What time's that place open?
I don't know if they have different hours for 4th of July.
Probably do.
I'm trying to get in and out.
I would, early in, early out is the play, bro, because that place at like noon, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock is going to be a zoo.
Yeah, so that's the first thing on my docket. Second thing, my landscapers cut all those new plants that I talked about putting in, my landscapers cut them all down.
How do you deal with that? Like, are you going to confront them?
No. I'm going to blame myself because I didn't put the border up in time and I didn't spray paint, like, don't cut here. In orange. So that's on me. The stuff that was inside of the border, no problem. The stuff not inside the border, problem. So that's on me. Do you have recommendations of what I should do outside of getting a border down with mulch, and which is going to take me time that I don't have right now? Or is it, I should have gone out and spray painted, right? I should have just gone out and spray painted.
Or, I mean, look, you, it's not your fault. I know you're hard on yourself. You want it to, you want to make it your fault.
It's my fault.
But this is why, this is why we don't have people mowing our lawn and weed whacking and blowing anymore.
Because
they did this.
What did they do?
We moved into our house. Yeah. Saw them just like weed whacking, like plants that were coming up, like bulbs.
Yeah.
Just raising it to the ground.
Oh.
And she was like, this is not acceptable.
Yeah, every time we get somebody to do the yard, it's like daffodils are usually a quick
yep, those are gone.
Like, victim. Like, they just listen. Like, landscaping companies, call us up, give us some tips. I just think you have to be extremely clear. Like, I think you literally have to walk your property with landscaping companies. Otherwise, their assumption is just scorched earth. That's like the because this is the story I continue to hear over and over and over again. They destroyed my flowers. They destroyed a bush. They did this. It's like, I think you have to walk your property in with the boss and be like, leave this alone, leave this alone, leave this alone, leave this alone. And if you don't, they're just not going to not do that.
Well, here's the problem. I don't have, like, the – I don't – like, I am busy.
I get that.
I'm telling you, there's no solution then, other than that. Like, you have to deal. Like, that's the only solution here. Or you call and bitch them out. But then, what their motivation to come back and do a good job is like, this guy didn't tell us anything, and then he yelled at us for doing the yard.
Yeah, these guys are in a hurry. They've got a lot.
They got a lot to do.
Most of them have been smoking grass all day. So, I mean, they're not looking for a fight.
I just need to do a better job of showing don't do this. Like, God damn it. My monkey grass is cut down too.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, the whole reason I'm hiring you is because I don't have the time for this.
If I'm in the middle of something like this, I can't go out there and stop them.
Right. What we've learned here is that when you bring on a new one, you have to plan it in such a way that it's like, I have to be available this day during the time they're doing it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're setting up yourself in your yard for failure.
I think I just have to put up barriers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to be the key for me, is barriers.
Yeah.
I like Serber's idea. If you work or own or operate a landscape company, please call us and leave a voicemail.
Tell us what to do.
What is the preferred... What's that dialogue look like? How would you prefer to handle that?
Peel the curtain back on what the philosophy of most of at least your landscaping company and what you perceive the others to be when you're called to do something and they're just like, can you mow and weed eat for me?
Right.
Mow, weed eat, and edge. Like, tell us what you're then thinking. Like, everything that's coming out of the ground that's not in the grass, is that then, well, this has got to go. Because I also think there are crazy people out there, Felder, and more crazy, like, I feel like nice people grow flowers in their garden, and then when they get chopped down because they didn't say, don't do that, they take the pacifist approach of shit, and then that's it. Whereas crazy people, if they don't, I think crazy and dumb people don't plant gardens, and they then, when the landscaping company comes out and if they were to not get rid of, like, you know, spider grass or something, monkey grass or something, you know, it's like, then they're like, why didn't you do this? And they complain and they get pissed. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think because of that, or at least my hypothesis, and I'm curious to be corrected here, is that people are like, well, we're just going to get rid of it because fuck it. Like, the people that we screw up are just going to plant something new and then say something next time. The people who want it all chopped down, if we leave it because it's nice, are going to say, that's in the way, or that's weeds, because they're dumb.
Oh, man. So, all that stuff's gone. Mm. All right. So, yeah, I guess I'll figure it out. It just kind of sucks.
Yeah. It's defeating. Initially, I feel like it's defeating the purpose of saving your time, which is what you're trying to do.
That's the whole game plan.
Well, I'm rooting for you, buddy.
I'll figure it out.
Okay, also, come out here when you hear the song, and then you can go back
to work. Then I'll go back to work? Okay, sounds good. Okay, thank you. I'll be out there in 1 minute. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or just bring the peach mango so I can have a little bit
too. Okay, I'll bring the peach mango too. Okay, thank you.
Man, it is a busy Thursday in the Felder household.
It's very busy. I've got two things I have to do for myself. I've got one show I have to do for myself. I've got another show I have to do for Stadium. Then I have to do some video editing.
Mm.
And then I have to take her to swim lessons.
Mm.
And so your boy's just holding it down.
Yeah, you're out here dadding it.
Full on, dude. Like, that's what it is. So,
by the way, yeah. you know how much money we could make if we started a summer camp for kids? I know you have to be, like, certified, and you have to be, like, accredited and all kinds of stuff. At least I think you're supposed to.
Hey, you keep talking about that. I have to go do the song.
Okay. I'm telling you right now, Serber, like, you don't have kids yet. The summer grind for parents is real because these kids are not in school. And most of these summer camps are, like, 9 to noon, 9 to 3. And, I mean, we live in a big, small town. But, man, like, there is a demand, and there's not a lot of supply. Like, the YMCA is packed, packed. And I think, you know, the YMCA is on the cheap side as far as these, like, weekly rates go for kids' camps in the summer. YMCA camp's like $150, $175, maybe $200 for the week.
Here's the thing, though. You are having to go through the summer camp route right now, right? Because of how busy you and Jen are. Yaya doesn't have time every day to, you know, she's got a massive garden to tend. I never did summer camp because my grandparents were retired. So, like, my summer camp
off
was
to
go down to the grandparents. Here's my thing that I'm telling you. You had kids in your 30s. Be prepared. Y'all are going to, you and Jen are summer camp in like 20 years.
I'm here for that. That's fine.
I think that is the thing though. It's like,
how long were you at your grandparents for?
Usually 2 weeks.
That's amazing.
Which is like camp time, right? Didn't you usually go to camp for one week or 2 weeks, right?
Yeah. Or, I mean, it got up to be 4 and 6 weeks at a time. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll be honest, like, for me, I think it was way more fun than going to camp.
talking about summer camp.
We're talking about summer camp, like summer camp versus grandparent camp. Like Hartzell did summer camp. I went to my grandparents every year for 2 years. And I was telling him, I was like, you had kids as you're older. You're going the summer camp route now, but like it's a good chance that your grandchildren, they're going to come to you. Like your summer camp.
It's, man.
Because you're going to be retired. You're going to be doing anything.
Yeah, it's so I did both. I did grandparents and it was fun. Honestly, that's
we've discussed. We're both grandma's boys,
right? But I also did summer camp,
right? I did like football camp. That count. That's sort of like summer camp.
Yeah, I didn't do a lot of. I didn't do sleepaway camp except for I think I did sleepaway for sports. But hell, even when I was at my grandparents, they took my Happy Meal ass to Methodist College for football and baseball camp.
Mm-hmm.
So like I did summer camp in Fayetteville, and in Charlotte I did like, you know, like day camps like with the Y and everything. And yeah, I mean it's, and then my grandparents also came to Charlotte to watch us like during those like teacher work days. Dude, I told you guys about this. My grandpa used to make me do calisthenics in the morning.
Oh yeah, my opa made me run around the neighborhood. He was like, you got to get in shape for football season. If you're here, you have to run. Oh, so every morning I did a lap around their neighborhood.
Let's
around
go. Lake.
Yeah. No, we used to get up. My grandpa would get up before us and then he would get us up and we would have, you know, wash your face, brush your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And then there would be three towels laid out in the living room and we would be doing jumping jacks, push-ups, sit-ups, squat thrust.
Yeah.
Like, for real.
So then those towels, though, they went on the back of the chair, right? And they were sweat towels for the rest of the day.
Bingo.
Yeah.
And then we Hartzell, went on a mile walk.
You ever have his and his sweat towels with your grandpa?
Can't say that I have. No.
Me and Felder did.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, I'll be honest, man. I would rather go to summer camp because some of the stuff that we had, like, I had a great time in Fayetteville with my grandparents. But man, we used to have to clean baseboards and like that little track on the window.
Mm.
We used to have to clean that.
Nasty.
Yeah, there's like dead flies in there.
Cobwebs, all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, gross. We used to have to. That was like an activity.
Look, I don't want to run the summer camp. I'm just saying, if I had the means and the resources, we could be making a fortune. Off of these families that are just in need of a place to put their kids from 9 to 5.
What's the insurance look like?
Chelsea's a certified school counselor. We may like she may get us in the door.
Yeah, but you need a place that's got like a soccer field or a basketball court. There's got to be space. I mean, ample space and ample activities.
I got a whole field beside my house and a Ford fucking Ranger.
There you go.
Let's do it.
You're on your way.
I know this truck. I ain't no stranger. I know that truck.
That's a Ford fucking Ranger.
Dude, no, I know, but also some of my grandparents was fun. Like that's why I probably learned the most about gardening, if we're being like to circle back to the show. Because my grandpa had a big garden and oh my God, I was on a walk yesterday and I took a different route than usual. So I'm seeing houses from the different side, from the other side than the way I usually walk. And it took me back down like memory lane. They had the aluminum pans hanging up. Now, what do those things do? Do they deter birds or squirrels or both?
I think is it not the sound of them clanging together that just anything that could come in there is kind of deterred by ground or walk or flying pest?
I don't know, but it seems like or is it, I guess it's the it's the noise, it's the I
light?
Guess
or is it is the it light the is it the reflection that turns them
I
off?
Don't know if it's that's what I'm saying. Okay, let me look at this. Garden use, these can scare pests away at least temporarily. Why it works: tins make an annoying noise as they bang around in the breeze. They also flash reflected light, which can be disconcerting. Okay, there we go. But I saw one of those. I saw somebody had them in their yard when I walked the opposite way, and I was like, my grandpa used to do that. Like, you do that all the time.
You can fill these things up with beer to trap snails and slugs.
I've already got, I cut off the bottom of my Body Armor bottles, and then I bury them to ground level, and then I put old beer in there to get slugs. I sent you a picture of that slug I had, right?
Yeah, you had a fat boy.
Yeah, it's like 4 inches long.
Thick boy.
Like, as thick as my finger and, like, 4 inches. Like, it basically was my finger. Good grief. It was huge. It was, it's disgusting. And I don't want to touch it. I don't. Do you touch them?
I try not to. Yeah. I just scoop them up. In
with
like
what?
A jar or something. Or a cup.
Yeah, I don't like to touch them. They feel gross.
Now, in fairness, if I see slugs or worms, and my boys have been trained to do this, we just throw them at a chicken. I mean, that's like...
Yeah.
It's like throwing them a T-bone steak.
There you go.
They love
it. They eat slugs?
Yeah, they'll eat slugs, worms. They eat ants. They eat everything.
Well, I knew they eat ants and worms, but I don't know if they eat slugs.
I seen it.
There you go. How are the chickens?
They're fine. We got one that's acting a little weird. I think it's sick, so that's going to be a thing.
Do you have it quarantined?
We're going to have to pull it out of the coop and just kind of monitor it, yeah.
Where are you going
to
put it?
Server knows this because he was exposed to a call yesterday on the way home from the golf course between Jen and I. So
I asked the question, like, who's gonna take care of this chicken?
We're going to the beach for the 4th, so this is a production, if that's something that she wants to do.
So that's been settled. Yesterday, you didn't know. You weren't sure.
Well, Yeah is not the easiest person in the world to communicate with on certain items. It's tough to kind of pin her down and be like, hey, here's what we're doing. Yeah. Here's what is expected of you while we're gone. I mean, I love Yaya to death. I just mean that she's kind of, you know, she's busy. She's not just hanging out all the time.
She's not interested.
Yeah, correct. And I don't blame her. Good luck trying to sit me down to talk about all the shit I need to do.
There's fucking Wii to play, man.
She's on that Switch for real.
Oh, Switch, sorry.
Yes. No, it's out of control. She's addicted to video games.
She's got like the Nintendo bomber jacket and the glove.
Like, the boys want to play Animal Crossing, and she's like, I don't really want you messing up what I have worked very hard to build.
You're going to have to buy another Switch.
I mean, the one that was purchased for me has been...
commandeered.
It has been... it's been got.
Did you get a PS5 yet?
Yeah, we have one.
You did get one. Did you get FIFA?
Yes, I have FIFA.
Oh, wow. You have not... Have you played it? You haven't played it since you got it, have you?
Played it a couple times when it was... when it came out the box.
Yeah. Too much for you?
No, I have a hard time.
That's too much console for you, brother.
This leads into something I wanted to talk to Felder about, because I have a hard time sitting indoors when it's this nice outside.
It's not nice outside.
Well, it's hot, but I just mean like the weather in general. It's conducive. I like the heat.
I'm in agreement here, Hartzell. I want to go do things. Yes,
I want to talk to Felder about the projector setup.
Yeah, what's up?
Can you recommend a solid outdoor projector, and do you have to get the screen, or can I just put this up against the garage doors?
With a sheet.
You can do it against the garage doors. I know people that do that. My buddy, shout out my man Edgar in Chicago, he does it just up against up against his garage door, up against the side of, like, his siding.
But the screen makes a difference.
Screen makes it flat.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I want to watch sports outside at night. I want to potentially play video games outdoors at night.
He does like UFC like fight night stuff outside at night.
Hartzell is preparing for the EA Sports College football game to come out next year.
Dude,
That's what I'm taking away from this.
Didn't I put the projector I have in, didn't I put in the product doc?
You might have. I have not visited the product doc in a while.
What is it? 36-inch projector or 54-inch projector or something like that. I remember it on the dock.
No, the projector is the projector, but I think I have a 100-inch screen.
100-inch screen, okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I remember seeing this on the product dock. How do I find that? Is it on our Twitter page?
It should be pinned at the top of the Twitter page.
I thought it was, yeah.
Yeah.
The numbers in the bio, and that is pinned at the top. I knew it was some combination.
Yeah. By the way, shout out to Lady Who Knows Stuff, not a chance 72 on Twitter. She's from Milwaukee, but she went to Tennessee on vacation and she found Texas Pete and she bought it and she said she's now addicted to it, but she can't get it. I say get it online.
So for the projector, currently unavailable on Amazon.
God damn it.
But there's...
But you can find... But you, it might just be this particular like listing.
Right, mine might be old.
Right. And then...
I bought that thing...
Screen...
What did I buy that thing? 3 years ago?
$126 for the 100-inch projection screen. And Hartzell, this has a tripod stand.
Mm. Yep. And it's all in one.
Yeah, and it retracts like pretty easily, it looks like.
Yeah, I think that's coming, man, especially for the fall. Like, get it now, tweak the setup.
Oh, I'll tell you this right now. This is a 1080p projector. Hartzell, just get a 4K. Because you have the PS5, right?
Like, yeah, but what are we talking about? What's the investment of a 4K outdoor projector? Like, I just need to know.
Stand by. But I'm telling you this, like, if you're going to try and, like, watch movies on the PS5 and, like, don't get anything that's not 4K, because then you're kind of wasting your time.
Yeah, 300. 300? Does that sound right to you, Felder?
I'm looking at what mine was. I've got a 1080p. So mine is 1080p.
260 SE here.
They don't have a price on mine, and I can't go back that far. But okay. I mean,
all right. So I'm looking at like a $400 investment between the screen and the projector.
Yeah. There's a 4K for $200.
All right. Well, I got a birthday coming up, so.
Yeah.
Treat yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I love mine. I can't wait to do another movie night. Also, I was talking about my dad came over. So, a couple things. One, we're in the process of buying the house that my dad finished his childhood in, which is very cool.
Like, it's a big deal.
Keep it in our family. And like I thought my dad was going to cry yesterday when I told him that I had sent the wire to the people to get the house. My brother already sent his. I got to make sure mine goes through. So that's what I'm doing after this. I got to make that phone call, make sure that everything's good, because the bank texts me and I text yes, but I don't know what they're doing. So I never know what they're doing. But I said, you know what we should do one day? Because he was talking about us coming over to his house for dinner. And I was like, you know what we should do one day here at my house? Because I have the biggest yard out of all of us. Between my mom, my dad, and my brother, I have the biggest yard. And I have the smallest house, but I have the biggest yard. But no, I was like, yo, we should get all the toys out. And we should set up like a full-on like Felder outside fun day. Slip and slide, badminton, croquet, stomp rockets, volleyball, all the whole deal. And just do that. What do you think?
I mean, that's the dream. That's basically summer camp. It's just your own kids and it's free. You're not getting paid by other parents to do that.
Yeah. I can pick which part of my yard they're going to destroy with a slip and slide. Like, I was thinking, like, what if we set up like a full on like obstacle course? Dizzy bat. Like, you start out dizzy bat, have to go down the slip and slide. Slip and slide till you have to hit the pin in croquet. You've got to blast a stomp rocket. However far you blast a stomp rocket is where you have to kick a ball over the house from, and then you have to run and go get the ball before it gets into the street. Something with badminton and like just a full on obstacle course. Like Wild and Crazy Kids.
I think it's a win. Especially because there's some water activities involved, man. The slip and slide, sprinkler, or something.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Why don't you do that with the kids?
I mean, we do smaller variations of that. Yeah. Listen, man, I have anxiety when there's that many toys that are, like, in the lawn at a time. I can't let go. Yeah, I can't let go.
What are you worried about them losing them?
I just don't. It's a mess. These kids don't clean up after themselves very well. So they do some stuff on their own, but a lot of it has to be like, I have a hard time relaxing, Felder. That's just like, that's a me problem. That's a thing that I just struggle with.
I have a hard time relaxing too. Listen, you kidding me? You're talking to someone who, the only time I sit down over the course of the day is when I'm doing something like this. The rest of the day, I don't sit down. I sit down for dinner, but the rest of the time I don't sit down. I take every other meal standing up. Like lunch is standing up, snacks standing up, walking around, pacing. I don't relax very well. I don't relax at all. Like I've had conversations with my wife about like, I'm jealous that you can just like find it. Like you can just sit down and watch television. Like I can't do that. Like, even when I watch television, I have to be, like, doing something, walking around, wandering around, working on another screen while I watch television. Like, I can't just, can you do that? Can you just sit down and watch television?
Very rarely.
Yeah, same. Like, I just, even at night after Savannah goes to bed, like, I want to make sure the kitchen is tidied up, and then even when we're playing Jeopardy, I'm like listening to a podcast. And I can't tell you the last time I sat down on the couch in our house. When was the last time you sat down on a couch? Either one of you guys.
Every fucking day. I'm a normal fucking human. It's not weird. You say it like it's a strange concept. I get it as you. That's your choice. It's not. That's the normal thing. I sit on the couch every fucking night when I say, done.
I do.
I have very clear boundaries with when I have to shut off. If I don't, it's not good for my mental health. It's really bad for my mental health.
It's not good for mine either.
Yeah, I don't accept it happening. I'm not, and I won't let it happen because I've been down the road of where it takes me.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I get it. I understand. I'm jealous of you. I'm jealous. Because the other part for me is, if I don't like just go, then I don't sleep. And that's the part that's bad for me. If I don't sleep, now I've got real problems.
I can't do that either. I don't sleep anyway.
Yeah. See the thing, and that's my thing. Like I have to sleep, and so what I do is basically run my body into the ground every day so that when I hit the sheets, boom, done.
Yeah, even like you would think, like, even yesterday, Hartzell, you know, like, how much we were out. We were from, you know, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. pretty much in the heat, like, walking around, doing this golf thing, like, all over the place, right? I could not fall asleep last night. It doesn't matter. Even if I run myself into the ground, that makes it worse. That makes it to where my brain will not shut off. The more I do within the day, the more information I store, and the longer it takes me to actually fall asleep. Like if I have a full day of doing of not stopping until the end, then I will lay there for 3 or 4 hours and continue to go over things.
Yeah,
and I just can't. And so for that reason, I have to set the boundary of like, hey, this isn't done. I have to be okay with that.
Yeah, and unwind and decompress. Yeah.
If I don't, if I don't, like, it's like two sides, we're finding the two ways to get to the same end, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Because for me, I just have to.
My dad's like you. My dad is exactly like you in that regard. He cannot sit still. He can't do it. And if he does, he will, you know, it's just foot tapping, like, nervous energy, can't get it out.
Yep. Bingo. Foot tapping, hand shaking, like my whole, like that's everything for me.
The anxiety kicks in. Yeah.
Yep. And then I start going like, then I'm in my head and I'm like,
right.
No, I should be doing something. I need to be doing something. And
right.
It's been interesting because like I talk to myself all the time and it's one of those things where like I'm super task oriented and like achievement oriented where I want to get this done today and 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 get this done today. And then at night, once I, you know, achieve my list, I also am like, what am I going to do tomorrow? What am I going to do tomorrow? What am I going to do tomorrow? And make sure I have I make my list for the day, and my list for the day, and my list for the day. And then I'm finally exhausted, where to the point where, like, I start falling asleep, like, on the bar stool. Because mm-hmm. I don't sit on the couch. The bar stool is the closest I come to, like, sitting down. On that, that's more like leaning. And
you catch your eyes drooping.
Well, yeah, I'll flat out snore, and she'll be like, why don't you go to bed? And I'm like, okay, yes, right. I'm going to bed.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I try to watch something on my iPad in bed, and then it's like, what do you think you're going to do? You're falling asleep, my man.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, Hartzell, you, when's the last time you sit on the couch?
Nope. I watch TV in my room, like on my pad, or mm-hmm. on... like at the table when I'm like playing Battleship or a board yeah. game or Uno or something. Like, it's all like me and the TV one-on-one. Yeah.
Doesn't happen.
Maybe once a week. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
It and that's for same. A short burst.
Yep. Same. Like I told you guys, that watching Avatar, the rare occasion that I got like 90 minutes of television.
That's what made you cry, man.
Yeah, it did. Made me cry.
Wait, did you watch the whole thing in one sitting?
No, absolutely not.
I didn't think so. I thought it was two or three sittings.
It was two or three. More than that.
Okay. You said 90 minutes. I didn't know how long the movie was. And I was like, I feel like it's a three-hour movie.
It's over. It's over 3 hours.
Yeah.
The first parts of it
That guy can't make a fucking movie that fits on one VHS tape.
No, absolutely not. Shout out to Titanic. I got where I'm picking up what you're putting down.
You know what I mean there.
Oh yeah, the doubles Titanic. Mm-hmm. Let's go. We had the double Scarface.
God. Oh yeah, I had the Godfather VHS box set, which was six tapes.
Good grief! Yeah.
Yeah, two for each one. I think I still have it somewhere.
Dude, no. Speaking of hot, yesterday I took Savannah to a carnivorous plants class, which was very cool, but it was so hot. I looked at my phone. The real feel was 98.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what are we doing? We got to, like, the game plan for yesterday was I take her to this class. Then we're going to go to the grocery store. Then we're going to go home. We got out of that class, and she was like, can you just take me home? I'm hot.
I get it. I mean, I don't fault a kid for feeling that way. It is. It's oppressively hot.
Yeah. It's only going to get worse, and I don't think she realizes that.
Oh, she definitely doesn't. Yeah. with this being her first conscious year in the South,
yeah,
she definitely is going to... is going to learn this year.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to learn today.
Like, my kids, honestly, are just like, hey, Dad, I'm hot. Can I take my shirt off? And I'm like, yeah, sure. I don't care. Ain't nobody trying to see that skeleton. Go ahead. Take it off.
That was all the kids at my niece's birthday party. They kept going up to their parents like, can I take my shirt off? It's like, no.
Well, speaking of girl. Skeleton.
Right.
Speaking of skeleton. Wimby, man, he looked like a skeleton in those Spurs promo photos.
Yo, he is a skeleton. By the way, his official height came out. San Antonio was like, he's 7'3".
Okay.
Wow, that's not that
big not a deal, 7'5".
Huh? Yeah, that's okay.
I thought he was 7'4". But.
Okay.
So he's very much something we've seen before in the physical department.
Yeah, I mean, there are guys that size.
Most 7'3 guys come in looking like him.
But do they have the guard skills, though? I will say.
Here's the thing. He has the guard skills at his current playing weight and his current fit. It's going to be a matter of when he bulks up to bang down low if he loses any of that.
Do they not lift weights in France?
Well, I honestly also think like it's a good career move for him to be the weight he's played at through his career so far, because the more weight you put on your body at that height, the more likely you are to break a foot, and a broken foot's a career-ending injury. And like, it's part of like why Pau Gasol went from like 275 to 240, right, when he left the Lakers and went to the Bulls, because he knew his career wasn't going to last as long at the weight he was at.
Yeah, but it's a lot of,
so Wimby might not have been motivated to bulk up, because he's like, let me get there first.
Look, we all made fun of Durant when he came out of college because he couldn't bench press 225.
Well, he was a forward, though.
It was 185.
Was it 185? Okay.
It was 185.
He came out as a three, like a three stretch four secondary guy.
I know. I'm just saying, different. Like, I'm trying to draw some sort of a parallel. I know that they're
different. I think that's a good parallel.
I don't think it is.
Summer League starts when this comes out in like a couple days. So we're going to see him. Now, I know he's not banging up against like Giannis. He's not going up against all pros. But we're going to see
him. Where is he going to play? He's not going to play in the middle.
Positionless basketball, man. I mean, that's kind of where, right. That's where this is. He's going to be hanging out beyond the arc.
Oh, did you see the video of him beyond the arc?
Yeah, Brick City.
I do think like
we gave him understand. we gave him grace. He had a long 3 days, and the problem and people, like, again, the problem was, and that you know what it, you, I look back at it, Server. You know what I think it is? I bet that was like a high roller season ticket holder, box holder event to get to look at their new prospect while they did the photo shoot.
No one, and also like it was you definitely taken a social shoot. Phone. It was a social shoot that no one should have had their phone except or camera except for the team social media director and crew. Like because clear, like the only useful thing from that was getting shots of him shooting the basketball, not the basketball going in. They can cut that in and post all day long. They don't need that. And I guarantee you they told him that. They were like, just shoot. We don't need you to make it, you know? Yep. And I think he was just like, okay, you know, I'm not going to try to make it really. And I think he made one from the from the side. He made one. He made one
and
of those three-pointers.
They did some cool dunks, and there we go.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't think the guy is all that he's cracked up to be, but I think – that people were very quick to be like, and I'm like, let me say C in January when he's out for 24 games, and then I'll claim victory. If that doesn't happen, then I must claim defeat. I can't claim victory over this one warm-up shoot after 72 hours of being drafted and on planes and meeting with everyone. Yeah.
That first pitch at Yankee Stadium was not great, but I would contend
he's from fucking France.
His hand is so big. That'd be like you trying to throw out the first pitch with like a marble.
France isn't good at anything that America does.
I would
accept democracy.
I would drop a fucking seed with the marble. Are you kidding me, dude?
Dude, I hear you, but his hands are like, I don't know how you can grip a baseball if your hand is that big.
The kid never threw a baseball before that week. Guaranteed. When would he have had the opportunity? He'd never thrown anything in that shape before with his hand, except a basketball.
Dude, hands make it easier to throw a baseball.
I know, but I think his hands are too big for a baseball. I hear what you're saying. Like, hand size is important, but
I don't think he's ever done that. He's never done that throwing motion ever. When would he have done it?
All he takes is three fingers.
He can't. I don't think he could. If he had to put three fingers on a baseball, there's going to be like
he's touching his palm with the finger. He's like touching his wrist with the two.
No, that's not how you hold a baseball.
Dude, I mean, this guy's hands are the size of a small car. Like, I don't know how you do it.
Dude, it's all the only part that should be touching the baseball is the tips of your fingers. He's got fingertips, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
But take a look at your hand with those fingertips and then just extend your fingers like a foot.
It's not
That doesn't change anything.
Okay.
The ball's not supposed to be on your palm. The ball's
you guys
old,
are just on the wrong thing here. It has nothing to do with his hands. It has nothing to do with how he's holding the ball. It has to do with the fact that he comes from France and he's never made that motion ever. Like,
no,
when
I understand.
When would he have ever done a football, baseball type throwing motion ever? As in, like, except a full court pass in basketball.
He would have
never done because he was the one receiving the full court pass in basketball.
Totally understand what you're saying, Shepard. I acknowledge that. I'm moving on to what Hartzell thinks the hand has to do with it because.
He's wrong. It doesn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, like doesn't matter how big your hands are. Like, take a look at your hands. You put your two fingers out and you put the thumb underneath. That doesn't change for anyone. It gets farther out or closer in, but the distance between your two fingers and your thumb is going to be the same for every person based on their hand size. You fit a baseball in there. That's all it takes. It's not like your palm has nothing to do with it. And if you're, by the way, if you're wrapping your hands all the way around the baseball, that's the issue. You don't know what you're doing, which, again, goes back to Server's point. But those two fingers with the thumb, that's how you do it.
I'm trying I'm trying to find Randy Johnson's hand measurement, and I want to compare it, but I'm having a hard time.
Yeah, I looked for it too, and I couldn't find it.
Shit.
Hartzell, how many times have you thrown a baseball?
I mean, I've a lot, man. Like, I'm not. It's not like I'm. It's not a foreign concept. I've thrown baseballs before.
Okay.
I just think that I don't think his hand size in this. Maybe it's not as important as like the actual motion. Like, have you ever done this before? Yeah, he probably hasn't. But I don't think his hand size is helping him throw a baseball. I think his hands are too big.
No, I'm calling bullshit right now. I'm seeing he's got his hands in a cast of Michael Jordan's hands, and he's only like here. I'm going to put this in the doc. This is not that much bigger than Jordan, and he played pro baseball. So,
yeah, Jordan played baseball his whole life too. Though I mean, the guy grew
which
up
goes back to Server's
baseball.
Point.
Yeah, which goes to my point. Right. there's the link in the doc. Like, are his hands bigger? Yes, not enough to
not that much bigger.
Yeah. Guys, I'm going to defend this guy. Forever.
I know.
I just want you to get used to this. It's happening.
I'm used to it going away. But this
hang on. We're gonna always present you with the facts that contradict this bullshit you're saying, though.
Like,
Be aware of that.
Michael Jordan could throw a base. So it's not the hands. That's what I'm saying. Like, his two fingers and that thumb, they're gonna be the same no matter what.
Also, seeing his hands against Jordan's, this guy has small hands. How does he have 9 inches on Jordan, but only his like fingernails are longer? That's like it.
Yeah, that's oof.
He's kind of got small hands.
Yeah, kind of got small hands.
Or Jordan had the biggest fucking mitts of any 6'6" dude in history.
What's the source here? Hang on a sec. I'm looking at this picture.
It's like a cast of Jordan's hands, and Wembanyama put his hand in the picture. It's a social post from fucking Wimby's account. Like, what do you want?
I'm not here to say Wimby has small hands. The guy's got the biggest hands in the NBA. Like, his hands are bigger than Kawhi Leonard's.
Is only 6'7".
Kawhi Leonard has monster hands.
Yeah, for a 6'7" guy.
Right.
No, for the league. Okay, it's fine. I'm just gonna wait until the summer league, and then we can talk about basketball.
No, what we're gonna draw conclusions from the fucking summer league?
Yeah, basketball, the sport that he plays.
Yeah, but the summer league has like 20 dudes in the whole fucking league who are going to be in the league for more than 3 years. Like, it's all first and second year players, and the only people who get any action of first and second year players are dudes who were drafted in the top 10. There's a few outliers. Most of the dudes on these summer league rosters aren't even going to be on a roster when the NBA season starts.
Boban. He's 7'3". He has the biggest hands. 10.75 and 12. Jeez. His hands are.
What does that mean? 10.75 and 12.
I don't know. Like across and top. I don't know.
Your hand's the same size across as it is up.
Apparently not.
Well, that's a weird hand, dude.
He's a weird dude.
They haven't done a hand measurement on Wembanyama, and I find that to be...
Could be sketchy.
That's sketchy, considering there's a measurements on everything else for this guy. Yeah. So, Windhorse says, my guess is his hands are bigger than Kawhi's. If they're not longer, it's very, very close. So there is no official measurement on his hand.
Kawhi's hands are like the... I guess they're maybe like a little bit smaller than Giannis's, according to this article I'm reading. But
do they? Here's my question: at the combine, they measure hands for quarterbacks specifically.
They measure hands for everybody.
Yeah, but like, and quarterbacks is the big takeaway, right? That's the one where there's a lot gleaned from it. Do they do that in the NBA draft? It doesn't seem like it. If there's no measurements for Wembanyama,
yeah, he didn't go to the combine.
Oh, he didn't go. That's why they don't have him.
Nah, he didn't go.
How many dudes? Okay. That's interesting.
Dude,
I'm just asking questions.
Like, let's see, Broderick Jones.
Uh-oh.
What is happening?
That was my, did that play?
Yeah.
Oh, that's an autoplay video on NFL.com. Broderick Jones, hands 10 and 5/8 inches. Like, that's nearly as big as those, as the basketball guys. He's shorter. He's bigger. Let me see. Paris Johnson. I forgot how to mute tabs.
Mm.
Mute site. Got it. Paris Johnson. Let's see what we got here. Paris Johnson. Small hands. 9.5. Cody Mauch from North Dakota State. Decent. He has no front teeth. 9.75-inch hands.
Wasn't that the takeaway from Levis? Small hands?
Let me see. 10-inch hands for him. Let's see. Let's go to quarterbacks. All right, let's see. Will Levis. Now big hands. 10 5/8 inches.
Who was the guy with small hands? I don't know.
Bryce, 9.75-inch. That's big for how small he is. CJ Stroud, 10-inch hands. Hendon Hooker.
Small hands.
Well, I want to see Anthony Richardson.
I'm thinking about Kenny Pickett last year. That's what
this is. Yes, Kenny Pickett, small hands. Got tiny hands.
I'm a year off.
Anthony Richardson, 10.5-inch hands. Like, these dudes' hands are bigger than basketball players' hands.
Who drafted Anthony Richardson? The Colts?
The Colts. Very quiet on that front.
I haven't heard anything there.
Yeah, and we haven't got to them yet.
I hope he's good. I will say.
I hope everyone's good.
I hope he's good, and I hope it was just Florida. Because that's funnier to me, too. But also, I don't want him to be bad. I don't want him to fail.
No, that's the thing people don't get. Like, when I do, everyone kept going, you give a lot of really positive grades when you do the draft. And I'm like, yeah, I'm hoping that these guys can achieve the potential that they have.
Right.
A lot of it's not up to them.
Yeah, hell of a business.
A lot of it's situation, and then some of it is up to them. To your point, Felder, you say, like, you know, when guys like, oh, you know, he made a mistake. It's like, nah, he made a choice. You know, a lot of these guys just make choices that are bad.
Yeah,
and you can't be a professional athlete and just do whatever the fuck you want and maintain your peak physical and mental health.
Sure, or like, it's just, you got to make smart choices, and some guys aren't equipped to do that. Some guys have things that are stopping them from doing that. Like, it's just, but some guys make bad choices, and it's just.
But I think you make a great point, Felder. Like, anyone who's in contention to get to the league has the potential to do something great, right?
Yeah.
You've already done something great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. Like, I want these guys to all be what they could be. Like, the problem is there's only so many roster spots. They're always looking for the cheaper deal. Yep. And sometimes you just don't fit in with whether it's a culture fit or a scheme fit.
Right. Hey, and the NFL is not like college, in which you as the player hold the power of where you're going. Once you get drafted, if you're drafted in the first couple rounds, like, you're locked in for 2 or 3 years.
Four.
Okay.
First rounders have a fifth year player. They got the fifth year team option.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's the part of it, too. Like, in college, like, you get 1 year where it doesn't work out, and you're like, okay, I'm going to go somewhere else that's a better fit for me. I made a mistake. Well, this is a better fit, and you get to play. In the NFL, it's like, I can't – this is a bad fit for me. I can't go anywhere. I need them to cut me.
There are 6,000 guys in the portal. 6,000 players in the portal.
Well, the portal
not just football.
Issue.
Not just football, but, like,
right.
Across the board, like, all, like, college sports.
But I guess maybe a better way to convey my point is a guy like Anthony Richardson, right?
Yeah. No, totally.
That guy's going to find a home in the portal. But, like, in the NFL, if he doesn't pan out, he just has to be second string or third string until they cut him or trade him.
Yeah. But they're, like, in the NFL, for him, like, he's a first-round pick. in theory, and we're watching it right now with Zach Wilson, right? They brought in Aaron Rodgers, so we know he's not going to play this year. They drafted him, what, 2 years ago?
Two or three, yeah.
Yeah, so he's going to be there. He's still going to get paid. That's fine, unless they cut him. But he's just kind of on that deal, and maybe he gets better with Rodgers being there.
Yeah, but he won't really have an opportunity.
Right, he has no...
It's because you motherfuckers come to my office every Thursday like there's nothing going on in here. Like, are you recording? Yes, I am. So I put a note on there. Sorry, someone's giving me shit for my recording note.
Dude, I'm very close to...
I'm a genius.
I'm getting very close to going back. I have a sign that sits next to our door, our front door, that says, please do not ring the doorbell, baby sleeping. And I'm getting very close to putting that up for when I shoot the TV show.
I have to get this out. This is the first time I've ever done it because every fucking Thursday, it's nonstop. It's like a revolve. It's like the same five dudes between 9 and 11 that come over here.
Never forget.
Look in the window and they make the like, are you recording? And I have to say yes. And then they come back again like 30 minutes later at 10:30. Like, are you still recording? Yes. So I put a note up. And then like someone, they're looking at it like, what is this? Man, fuck y'all. I hate everyone. I hate it here.
Hartzell, do they come to your office?
I just communicate non-verbally. But yeah, we have glass windows.
Yeah. See, at least you guys have offices.
Nobody wants to hang out with me. They all want to hang out with Cerber. So that's why. He's a popular guy.
Everybody wants a piece of my shit.
Yeah, man. You're a cool dude.
You can't have it.
You're a cool dude. Dude, we did the Chiefs. Today, I got to talk about the Raiders today.
Everybody's trying to dip their pen in my ink, dude. I already told them. I already dipped my pen.
Oh, Devontae Adams is his name. Dude, I'm all over this stuff, man.
You're watching NFL on Sunday starting this year, right?
Yeah, I'm going to have to work 7 days a week.
How are you going to do that? Are you going to just get the package? Are you going to red zone it? What's the plan?
I don't have a plan yet.
You can't treat it like college, right? You can't have every game on at once.
What's the Sunday ticket now? YouTube?
Yeah.
I think it's
a YouTube TV thing now.
But I don't have to have...
At least he doesn't have to get DirecTV.
Right, and I don't have to have YouTube TV anymore, though, because...
Oh, I have a VPN, and that allows me to watch out-of-market shit.
Well, no, I don't have to get YouTube TV. I had to have YouTube TV when I was in Chicago because I couldn't get ACC Network, but now I have Pac-12, ACC, Big Ten, SEC. I have all of those.
Yeah, but for the NFL, you're only going to ever see the Panthers and, like... The teams they play, and then like the Steelers and the Titans are the two that we usually get.
You know what? Fucking deal with it. You know what I think I'm going to buy is the All 22, and then I'll just, which is cheaper than the package, if I'm not mistaken. And
you'll just catch up during Monday.
And I'll just catch up during the week. Yep.
That's the beauty, though. It's like you don't have to be ready to rock Monday necessarily, do you, for this NFL stuff? Because Monday Night Football is still coming? Like, or will you have to
rock Mondays? I'll have to do some... The thing, I don't know what Monday was going to look like during the season because Monday we're going to have to cram in a 30-minute show, we're going to have to cram in college football and the NFL because the show is inside football. So somebody freaking tweeted at us, it was like, you're not talking about the USFL. And I was like, listen, man. Like, let me tell you something, pal. There's no way that I'm watching the USFL, the XFL, the CFL.
Did we lose our boy? Is our guy still there?
Yeah. Felder, you muted yourself, buddy. Hate that for you.
He might have something. He might have something going on. Hartzell, are you on this? Do you do the VPN thing?
No, but I do know about the benefits. You can watch stuff internationally as well, because that reared its head when we were in France.
Well, my bigger thing here is the Tour de France. I don't like Peacock's coverage. With all due respect to Phil Leggett, who is a legend and been covering the Tour de France for probably 50 or 60 years now, he's bad. And I'm not a huge Bob Roll fan, who's the dude that's now in the booth with him. GCN, Global Cycling Network, does Eurosports coverage, and obviously they do a much better job considering they cover the entire season, the entire UCI calendar. So I changed my location to London for the tour so that I can watch that.
Nice.
But the bigger thing for you, Hartzell, I'm saying is, like, if you wanted to I know that you don't like to get hurt very often, but if you wanted to watch more Falcons games, it's very easy to just change your location to Atlanta and then pop on the Fox app. And boom, there you go, Falcons.
Interesting. Falcons. Sundays for me in the NFL involve, if anything, listening to the local broadcasts on XM while I'm outside. I'll tune in Wes and listen to him and Arch for a little bit. That's it.
You know it's Sunday's a golf day for me, so I'm not catching any of the 1 o'clock games. But if I do any NFL stuff, it's Red Zone because that's just so good. It's just such a good. It's just done so well.
It's fine. My only beef with the NFL version of the Red Zone is it's become, and I think he has embraced this. It's the Scott Hansen show. All right. Well, my only beef with that is give me less Scott Hansen.
I think like
he does
with
a
what
fine
we do,
job.
With,
he does a very good job.
I think with what we do with the Blitz, there is like a concerted effort to get off the fucking mic and give it to the game. That's because we have no visual. Like, I'm fine with the amount that he comes on because
he's got to set
comes
it up.
On,
yeah,
well, yeah, but when he comes on, I'm not missing anything in the game.
Yeah, because he can talk over the TV. He can talk over the shot.
And I don't mean to body bag NFL broadcasters out there, but there's not a lot of them that move the needle for me. So I'm not, to me, like, what am I missing when it is the Scott Hansen show? It's hardly the only time it's ever shot on him, you know, front shot on him, is when everyone's in commercial or everyone's at halftime. Or everyone's done and we're waiting for 4 o'clock games to start. Or, you know, like, so while, yes, he may be more verbal now than he's ever been on the program, I don't think the product suffers.
No. I mean, the product's great. I mean,
and I watch on mute a lot anyway. Like, most of the time, Sunday Ticket's like on, that's a second screen. Like, Chelsea didn't want to watch that. Like, only time that's going on the big screen is like if she takes a nap.
I met up with some friends from work last fall when the family was out of town for a Sunday early, you know, 1 o'clock Eastern batch of games at Dave and Buster's. And it was incredibly boring. Like, the NFL just doesn't. I get it, man. If you're betting on it, if you've got fantasy, I get it. I understand. Nine games at once is awesome.
Yeah, but you're right. Like, all 32 teams, like, week in, week out, are not bringing the gas. But, like, there is some appointment television. Like, if the Bills are playing the Chiefs, Josh Allen versus Pat Mahomes, that's must-see TV to me, right? Just like when Peyton and Brady were going at it. Like, there are, like, if Justin Herbert's playing any of those guys, right? If the Chargers are playing any of those guys, like, some of that stuff is must-see TV, but it's just, to your point, it's not week in and week out for me. I can't. Like, there's like 4 or 5 weeks out of the year that I get hyped for. It's when the Dolphins play the Bills and when the Dolphins play the Jets.
There you go. Felder is in a deep, dark place. He is unable to reconnect to us.
Internet's down over there, huh? No, his internet's fine because he's working on the...
Restart the laptop essay.
He's got a full restart going on.
I'll tell you what. While he does that, why don't we play a voicemail?
Okay.
You good with that?
I'm good with that.
All right. Here is Logan in the 260. What's up, Logan?
Hey, guys. This is Logan up in the 260, Fort Wayne, Indiana. I just wanted to throw another option in the ring for the headphone conversation. I'm a huge fan of my Shocks. I think it's spelled Shokz. They are bone induction, so they don't sit in your ears. Server, I feel you. I like Apple stuff just like falls out of my ears. It stinks. I hate having something like that plugs my ears. It seems to keep your ears open. I wear them like all day. I sleep in them a lot. They are really unobtrusive. They're super great for like phone calls and stuff. if you're doing active stuff, you can hear what's going on around you. If you're like running, biking, whatever, if someone's trying to get your attention, if they're not like totally muted, like over the ear headphones or in the ear earbuds are. Only downside is that you can't, like, it's hard to do loud stuff, can't run a chainsaw, mow your lawn, whatever with them. But they get a huge recommendation from me. You got to check them out. Absolute game changer, in my opinion. Let's grow.
Not familiar with that brand of headset.
Did you look it up?
No.
They're the kind that, like, wrap around the back of your head. Do you remember that? Oh, that to me, yeah, is like a very, like, that to me is like, reminds me of a teenager, but except instead of, you know, instead of going over the ear like those did back then, these kind of set over the, like, in, not in the ear, but, like, to the opening of the ear, which I guess is why he's saying you can't, like, run a chainsaw. It's not noise canceling. Like, it's not going in. There's air between the little speakers and the ear. But these look good. They look ergonomic.
Are they expensive?
Let's see. I see a pair for $80 here, and I see a pair for $130. So I think it's, I think that's reasonable considering the market.
Okay. I mean, AirPods are absurd. Like, yeah, it's stupid.
I will say this. Like, anybody, if you, if you're buying $30 headphones, you get what you ask for. You know what I mean? You, or you get what you pay for. Like, it's what it is.
Yeah.
To quote, like, Joe Pesci in every mob movie ever, it is what it is.
Felder's still having issues. He's my man is in a dark place today. Like,
he
he's
can't
got,
get past the start screen.
He's got a lot on his plate. He's having technical issues. He's got a pretty miserable July 4th lined up from what it sounds like. Love you, buddy. We're thinking about you. Let's check in on Rose 570. What's up, Rose?
Hey, Jake from Northeast PA again. I don't know what happened there, but Hartzell, we all heard the Rick Ross grunt last episode. I don't know why Felder and Server let it slide, but nice try, buddy. Let's grow.
Thank you.
What was it? Oh, is that the Rick Ross thing?
I mean, it's not a great Rick Ross, but...
Felder wants you to send a new link and see if that works.
God damn it.
It's an extra track I'll have to do now.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Just title him Michael this time.
Okay, let's see. Mikey. I'm going to call him Mikey. How about that?
I like Mikey. I like
Mikey.
It.
I will share the link myself. Thank you very much. Shout out to Clean Feed, by the way. If for those that are like doing podcasts and are looking for a way to make it easy, it's not a video service. It's just audio. But we use it for Hand in the Dirt. We use it for College Sports Now. It's, knock on wood, we have had one issue. One. In like the nearly, well, I guess 3+ years we've been using it. So,
yeah, but we also learned like a way to avoid that issue happening again.
Yes.
When it did.
Felder?
There it is.
Hey.
Oh, Mikey.
No, I didn't even send it. You fixed it on his own.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it was a slow internet going out. What was that?
We have you.
We got you, dude.
Okay. Good deal.
Oh.
All right, yeah, it was a slow internet going out situation because I obviously you saw I could still type into the chat for a little while, and then slowly it just went out. So that's going to be real fun for me today. Like, it's going to be today. You know what? Who cares, right? Fuck it. I might put a fork in a light socket today. Who gives a shit? Fuck,
don't do that. No, don't do that. I've tried hosting the show for the last 10 minutes without you. It's not easy.
If you do that, make sure Kristen rolls on it. Like, I want to see the video.
Oh, for sure. That's going to go on.
I mean, that's good content.
I can hear your internet. It's sure. Like it's starting to sputter.
This is on my phone.
Oh, you're on your phone? You're on your phone right now?
I'm using the mobile hotspot, yeah.
Oh, wow. This is... Okay. All right. Spectacular. Let's go to 612. Parker, what's up?
Hey, y'all. Parker from Atlanta, and I was calling about the lifeguards and the poop situation.
Yes.
I worked as a lifeguard at an outdoor water park in the suburbs of Minneapolis for multiple summers as a teenager, and the days that there were not children were the best days. Why would you not root for poop in the pool? Holder is right. You do not want the children there. It is better when the children are not there. My favorite days were since Minnesota, sometimes in the summer, it's in like, you know, the low 60s, high 50s, if it's going to thunderstorm or it just did thunderstorm. And those are the best days. No people. It was still open. There wasn't anything actually wrong, but no one would come. And those days were beautiful. Let's grow.
Nice.
See? Told you.
Yeah, you were right.
Think about someone besides yourself for once, Hansel.
I had no idea. I just wasn't thinking about it from the perspective of lifeguards.
The employee?
Yeah.
That's what we're rooting for, man. Root for poop. Thank you, Parker. And that's, I mean, that's the truth. The best days are the days when you get paid, but don't have to do anything. Like
me and Cerber in the summer.
Yeah. Give me those thunderstorms where it's like you get all the way to that like 30-minute mark and then it's boom, 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 boom. A little more thunder. Oh, guess what? Guys, 30 more minutes. We're going in the lifeguard shed. We're playing cards. We're eating sandwiches.
They make us leave the pool deck when that happens. Like we can't just like sit there and wait. They make us go to the parking lot.
Yeah, you got to leave.
And by the way, I sent you pictures of my pool. You can confirm that we have Mountain Dew umbrellas.
You have Mountain Dew umbrellas, yes.
That's correct.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, where do you get those? Like eBay? Like how does that, are you like a distributor of Mountain Dew and they send you umbrellas?
I mean, I don't know, man. Maybe that's like a...
They weren't there last summer. That's a new addition.
Maybe they were just free.
Yeah, they. I mean, I hope so.
I mean, these things are... Maybe they were just free. Dude, your pool's... I mean, your pool's not much different than my pool.
No, it's just cheaper.
I mean... You got those lounge chairs. They are metal.
They are metal. I was wrong.
Yeah, your pool's, it's the same.
Gravel parking lot, though.
Gravel parking lot, that's a little different.
That's a little dicey, especially if you've got, like, you know, you got sandals or slides, you're going to the pool. That's not ideal.
It's a little, yeah, no thank you.
Little kids running around getting rocks in their feet, that's not ideal.
Getting rocks in the pool.
Rocks in the pool, poop in the pool.
Yeah, dude. I just, no, thank you. I think I'm just going to charge today to the game, honestly.
I love this. Silk the Shocker. Charge it to the game.
Yeah, dude. I think I'm going to. Like, this is, I got one. I'm going to do a show, and then I'll just fucking pile out on Friday and get more shit done. Because my internet's going to be acting fucking fugazi. Like...
Fugazi, fugazi, it's a woozy, it's a whatsy.
Yeah, it's a fucking fugazi. If my internet's going to be active like this, I'm going to have a fucking problem.
Yeah, it's all fun and games till the internet starts acting up. That's...
I know, and I had a dream about it, and I, like, literally, when I was on my fucking walk, I did knock on wood on somebody's mail post, because I was like, this is what I don't need on today of all days. Fugazi, fugazi.
It's a whoosie.
Is that Donnie Brasco?
It's fairy dust. It does not, it's not matter. That's the McConaughey bit in Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, I was thinking of Al Pacino and Donnie Brasco.
Yeah, he says it there too, yeah.
What you mean it's a fugazi? How you know it's a fugazi?
Yeah. Uh-oh.
He's just what muted happened? Himself. No, you just muted yourself. You're fine.
Yeah, I had to cough.
I know, but when I hear the room noise go away now, I've got PTSD from your last drop-off.
No, I'm good. I had to cough. I had to drink some water. No. Okay, did we play all the voicemails?
Oh, yeah, man. We burned through them.
All three.
Good deal. Oh, what'd you think about that Ricky Rose one?
Well.
Dude, I've been watching his videos and, like, going back through watching them. Dude, he's got like, he got land. He's living the dream, dude.
Yeah.
He's rich as fuck. I would
him and have you watched seen DJ Khaled's videos?
Yes, the golf shit is out of control with Khaled.
Dude, do you think he really goes out every day?
I mean, I think he's definitely got some content like in the bag, right, for rainy days. But yeah, I mean, I think if that guy's not making music, he lives in Florida. Like that's
yeah.
Yes, you can play golf every day. All day.
I dig it. Are there any videos of him playing?
Yeah, he's out on the course.
All the videos I see are of him going to the course.
Nah, he's definitely got tons of videos of him like playing golf holes, not just like hanging out on the range or fucking around.
Okay, cool. I like it. I dig it. Yeah. What else you guys want to talk about? Since we had an internet crisis for 10 minutes.
I mean, I'm good. I've got one foot out the door, man. It's Cerber's heading to the beach when? Tomorrow? Saturday?
Saturday.
Yeah.
But first, I have to get through today, which is, you know, the typical, I get to do like 1 hour of work here and spend the rest of the day in meetings, but.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you one thing about freelance. I don't go to no motherfucking meetings.
Dude, I my brother in Christ, I know.
I don't go to no meetings, dog. Like, truly, like, they're like, hey, can you do this show? And I go, what is it about? And then I'm like, I'll send in what I think. And I show up.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
And I don't show up super early. I show up 10 minutes early.
Being
doing a mic check.
Yeah, like having authority is overrated. Because all that means is your ass is gonna get put in some meetings.
Yeah, meetings. I got no meetings. I'm like, what is it? Oh, you guys, no one can tell me what to wear? Okay, cool.
God damn it.
Oh,
if it was a contest, your ass is winning right now. Hard.
Yeah, well,
it's a blowout.
Well, minus the whole having to pay for my own health insurance.
Dude, I wish I could pay for my own health insurance and have no meetings. I'm trying to be broke and get out of these meetings.
Dude, I'm like, man, I truly am just like, am I gonna wear my Shutdown Fullcast t-shirt on this one? Yeah. Sounds good. Oh, my King Griffey t-shirt? Yeah. It. Okay, I got the King Griffey t-shirt. Oh, I'm going to wear my...
I like your most aggressive t-shirts, you know, like the skull stuff and like skeletal shit.
You guys still got me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, what is these bleeps and bloops?
It's a phone. It's that phone, 5G.
Oh, shit. That's probably right. You're probably right. It's probably like me getting messages, huh?
You sound fine. Your audio to us is unaffected.
Yeah. Or okay, you or when the dropout happened, you weren't talking. So, but I think you're right. I think whenever any data gets used message. Up, it's like...
Yeah. I think that's what it is.
Merp.
But no, I'm definitely... Like, I'll rock my HBCU t-shirt, the one that Miller got me, the Carolina Classic, that joint between A&T and South Carolina State. All right, I might wear that today. I got some other ones in the hopper, but yeah, I'm not dressing up. I'm at my house. Yo, when's the last time you think I wore a collared shirt?
Oof. NFL draft.
Nope.
Wedding? It's got to be a wedding. Or
no,
a funeral.
I've been to probably my grandpa's funeral in November.
But, yeah, and before that, it was like a wedding or another funeral, I would assume.
Before that, it was probably like in September for stadium.
Mm.
Yeah. So from... I mean, with the exception of the funeral, I'm probably going to go wire to wire a full year of no collared shirts. Like, it's not for me.
I heard that.
Collared shirts ain't for me. I don't like them. I don't want them. It's like extra heavy on my neck. Uh-oh. Sounds like my wife is up and at it. Gotta have it. Uh-oh. Maybe they will go to the pool today. Ooh. That'll be nice.
Thanks. Y'all see Steph Curry, spin this approach shot in to the hole?
No, I have not seen it.
He's very good at golf.
Yeah, this dude can play.
Yeah, you know how he got good Instagram at golf? Group. He's rich.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all he does when he's not playing basketball.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, dude, he, like.
Yeah, he grew up, his dad was Del Curry. That helps.
Yeah, like, what do you mean? Like,
shooter.
I love, like, every time someone's like, you know, you think about your classic underdogs like Steph Curry, like, nobody wanted him. I'm like, he's not an underdog right now.
Yeah, he's the son of an NBA player.
He's the son of an NBA player. Like, he's going to be fine.
He's one example of perhaps nepotism, if we want to really get into it.
Yeah, like, he's good at shooting, both genetically, but also he grew up practicing in the Hive.
Yeah.
Like, he grew up in that locker room with freaking Muggsy Bogues.
Yeah, you Muggsy mean the Bojangles was teaching Center? My man.
What?
Isn't it's it now called, the is it now no, the Bojangles the, Center?
You're thinking of the Bojangles Coliseum. No. That's something that's different than the Spectrum
that's
Center.
Something different. That's something different.
Bojangles is there a minor Coliseum? League? Do you guys have a minor league hockey team that plays at Bojangles?
The Checkers did Checkers. Play there. I don't know if they
does
still
Queens
do.
College play there?
I don't think so. I think they play at Queens or at Grady Cole.
Grady Cole. That's right. They play at Grady Cole. I've been to Grady a concert Cole. There. Yeah.
Yeah. And the Bojangles is where we graduate from.
Yeah, there's like a lot of musician, like concerts at Bojangles
concerts
Coliseum.
Are there.
It's called the it's Bowplex.
The Bowplex, yeah. We like that's where CMS holds all their graduations.
Yeah, I'm checking the upcoming events now. I'm sure wrestling comes through here.
Monster
a lot
trucks.
Of comedy. Indian Look. Idol. Oh, so like an international idol show is touring through here.
Look at Dude, Bill they
are this fucking idiot.
They run through like the way they do graduations is one of the most efficient things that I've ever seen happen.
A lot of stand-up comedy shows at this place. That's where they're making all their money.
Making stand-up. All their money.
I got Kathleen Madigan, Tim Allen, Raphael Sadiq. I don't
Raphael
know who
Sadiq,
that is. That's a singer.
Raphael
Daniel
Sadiq
Tosh.
Raphael Sadiq, was he in Tony?
Maybe. I don't know. Daniel Tosh, Joe Gatto.
Daniel Tosh, man, remember when his show was very...
How is Chris D'Elia still fucking touring? Like, how is anyone employing him at this point? Russell Peters, Actor Age World Tour. Trey Kennedy.
Raphael Sadiq. Raphael Sadiq.
Disney on Ice, Jim Gaffigan.
Was absolutely in Tony.
Okay.
There we go. Look at that. Tony has done it. Feels good.
Fortune Fiends. Yeah. She's funny as hell.
Yeah, she's from North Carolina, right?
Yes. Yeah. Shane.
Why are you laughing, Hartzell? You know
I
that
just,
song.
No,
right?
I just. We almost made it an episode without you singing, and I'm just glad that you kept it going.
Dude, this cat, Matt Rife, is coming. My wife's going to make me go to this.
What if you. You guys can come and stay.
We might.
Free lodging.
We might Free just lodging. Have. Might have dinner. It's at 5 p.m.
Perfect. Hey,
Stan, if that's the case, that's actually okay. I'm going to not tell her about this, but we'll see.
What is his name?
His name is Matt Rife, and he's, like, extremely dreamy. He's, like, the hot dude comic.
I see him.
Women, like, his shows are just packed out with female audience members, just, like, 90-10 split on the makeup of the audience. He's kind of funny. I thought he was funny. I haven't seen enough of him to know whether or not he's a really good stand-up, but some of the jokes that I've seen are funny.
It's the problematic tour.
Yeah. But I think he may be a bit of a hack because he does a lot of crowd work. And from what I've heard from like big-time comedians, they kind of look down on dudes who dedicate any specific portion of their set to crowd work.
Yeah, and he's like a YouTuber or TikTok guy.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. All right. Well, There you go. That's what Bojangles calls Seamus. No, what you're thinking about, Hartzell, is the Hive, the original Hive, which was off Tyvola, which does not exist anymore.
R.I.P.
It's down.
Yeah. It was a, it, I'll be honest, it was kind of a tough place to get to. Spectrum Center, magnificent. Downtown, ready to rock and roll. Now, down, what's happening to downtown Charlotte?
You mean sad. Uptown?
Yeah, uptown. Sad. Sad. Epicenter completely, basically, is bankrupt. Gone.
So all is that where the Panther Stadium is?
Panthers is uptown as well. It's a little bit further away. It's near. Okay. It's closer to the Knight Stadium.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, they're across the street from each other, right?
Pretty much, yeah. And
I thought I when you said Epicenter, that's what I assumed because there's so many bars and restaurants around that area.
No.
What is the Epicenter? Those are,
the Epicenter was near Spectrum Center. It was this like multi-use, like had a hotel, had a Wild Wing, Black Fin, had a Dale Jr.'s bar, had a club, had two clubs, and had Howl at the Moon, the little dueling piano spot. Also had a CVS and like some other like fast casual dining and like Five Guys or whatever. And it just slowly, everything just started shutting down because people don't go uptown. Most people don't live uptown. Like, it's not like New York City where, like, everyone kind of lives in. Everyone lives a little bit more out, and they go to their neighborhood. So they're losing out to a lot of neighborhood spots. Like, I remember when the tour came for Charlotte, when the opening tour came to Charlotte, they were like, where should we stay? And I was like, well, the event is, where the hell was the event at? Shit, now I don't even remember what school it was at. The event was in Matthews. No, it wasn't. The event was at Mallard Creek. They're like, well, can we just stay near Mallard Creek? And I was like, there's nothing near Mallard Creek. Like, you're not gonna wanna do that. But, so they stayed downtown and they were like, downtown, there's not a lot going on at night. And there's not a lot going on at night in downtown Charlotte. So it's going to be interesting to see how this my city progresses. But I'm also going to be curious to see how my internet progresses because I have to do a show today. And I need it to work for me. And I have other stuff I have to do. I don't know if I can upload a full video with my phone internet. Can I do that, you think?
Think so. Maybe.
Oh,
how many bars do you have of 5G where you are?
Three?
You might be able to.
Good grief. This is just not the day I needed to be having. It's not.
Thinking about you, man. We all have these days.
Yeah. I need something to go right for on my end, dude. I also can't just have my fire. I just can't have my hotspot going all day.
Let's grow.
That's ridiculous. It's an insane thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's not ideal.
So I'm going to have to. Oh, my goodness.
Is it too early for? Is it too early for a little shot, shot?
I might as well. I mean, good grief, dude.
Everybody.
Goodness.
Dude.
I had to unplug the Alexa last night in my house, by the way.
Oh, why? What were they playing?
They're abusing it. They're treating it like YouTube. They're like, hey, Alexa, play Poop Butt. And it's like, that's not a song. You just wanted to say Poop Butt and see what Alexa would say back to you. You know what I'm saying?
What does Alexa say back?
They're just like, I don't understand. Like, I can't play a song that doesn't exist, you know, but it's like, Alexa, play Aircraft Carrier. It's like, there is a song named Aircraft Carrier. You just like saying and thinking about aircraft carriers. So I took Alexa, I just boop, took her out the wall, put her in my sock drawer. I don't have time for that shit.
You know, you just turn her off, right?
Yeah, I just don't want to.
What do you have, the dot or the?
It's like the little circle. Yeah, like the little.
The small circle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, my wife doesn't listen to the show. There are people in our house who enable certain types of behaviors, and then there are there's me.
I do remember the phrase "poopy butt" and then a giggle being uttered on the speakerphone call that I was in on yesterday about the chickens.
So you are saying that she is an enabler.
Yeah.
At work.
Damn.
I'm the asshole.
I don't know which one I am.
I'm also picking my kids up at like 3 o'clock today and taking them to the pool because I don't have the energy to see what happens if we go home.
Felder, to your point, I don't know which one I am. I don't either, but I do know that it's better for me to just go ahead and preemptively say I'm the asshole for my own personal safety before I get into it. I usually preface that. I know I'm the asshole here, but, and then we go into it's like armor. It's my shield.
Yeah.
You know the scene in Step Brothers where the dad is like, I'm going to go to Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the wife's like, but it's Christmas Eve. And he's like, oh, well, Merry Christmas. Basically, like, I'm leaving this house. I don't want to hear it. Like, that's the alternative, and I'm obviously not going to get up and go to Cheesecake Factory, but there are times. Man, there are times.
I wouldn't go to Cheesecake Factory either because we have the dessertery here, and overrated. Their cheesecake is way better.
Yeah, that place is fine for cakes, but, like, people go there for breakfast and brunch, and
Hang on. You say it's overrated.
I do.
What do you mean it's fucking overrated? It's breakfast and brunch. It's the same as everywhere else that serves breakfast. And, like, I got to get people to stop being like, man, Waffle House breakfast is so Cracker Barrel breakfast. It's all the fucking same. Bacon, eggs, and grits are the same.
Portions are a little too small for me at the dessertery.
Oh, the French toast with 4 pieces of thick sliced bread isn't enough portion for you?
I don't order French
toast. What do you want?
Omelets, like the
That's
the
your
hash
fucking
browns.
Mistake. If you go to the dessertery, you get a fucking French toast. That's what they're famous for. Why go there if that's not what you're getting? Make it at home. It's the same.
I went there once like 10 years ago, and I was like, this is so underwhelming. I'm just never going to come back. What? So
yeah, because
I,
you got a fucking omelet. It's scrambled eggs and vegetables in a pan.
I don't
There's
like
nothing
French
special
toast
about
for
that.
Breakfast. I'm just not. That's not me.
I'm not a sweet breakfast guy either.
I'm not either, but I'm just saying, like, don't say that place overrated when you went there once and didn't get the signature dish.
I'm entitled to my opinion. Like pancakes.
I don't like your opinion.
I saw the
I don't think you're entitled to it.
Okay.
Right. I think it's erroneous.
Okay. You know what? I'm just going to go to the Cheesecake Factory.
Prepare to be disappointed.
Where's the closest Cheesecake Factory to you, Felder? South Park?
Yeah, it's like... I can get to the Cheesecake Factory in about 10 minutes.
That menu, bro, it's nightmare fuel.
Book.
It's a phone book.
Any place that's offering that many different options doesn't have one good thing to serve you.
Which is fine. It also, as someone who's traveled a lot, I've eaten at a lot of Cheesecake Factories because sometimes you take risk by going local and they're not good.
Good salads. I'll say that.
They do have good salads.
Monster salads.
Yeah, with too much dressing.
Yeah. It's like a 4,000 calorie salad.
Yeah. There's a Maggiano's across from it, too. I hate that place.
Yeah, I've been to a Maggiano's for prom. We all have.
Dude, I'll never forget my first camp at UNC. They were like, we finished practice one day. It was a one-a-day practice. It was a two-a-day. And we wrapped practice, and they were like, you guys get showered, get dressed. We got a surprise for you. No practice tonight. And they put us in buses and took us to Maggiano's. And I was like, this sucks.
Classy as hell.
I hate this.
Family style? Did they order for you?
It was all family style, like buffet shit, like 100 kids. In there. Like,
Got to.
Had to eat. We're super hungry. But man. Dude, did I tell you how much? Have I told you this? When I got to college, I weighed 185 pounds. I weighed 165 pounds at the end of camp.
That's insane.
And I was eating a lot. But my body was just like, no. I don't. I want to be skinny. Now my body's like, no. It's going to take you a long time to lose all this weight. But I bet 55 miles for the month.
That's pretty good, my man.
Five to go.
55
Can I do five
miles
in a day?
Walking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might have to run.
Yeah, 5 miles for you, it's like 2 hours, man. Hour 45. No problem.
Yeah. I want to hit 60. I want to hit 60, and then next month I'm going to go for 70. But I got to get 5 miles tomorrow.
I believe in you, man.
I got to find a route, though. That's the other part. I'm not trying to circle around and circle around. I got to find a route that's going to get me to 5 miles. 5 miles. That might also mean walking to the pool. Mm. I have to cross one major road. And then I'll probably cut through an apartment complex so I don't have to walk along another major road. And then I'm at the pool. How close is your pool to you?
We drive. It's about...
I drive too, usually.
I think I've done it. It's like 1.3 miles.
Yeah, mine is right around that too.
No traffic lights, no stop signs.
Ooh, three traffic lights. Nah. Four traffic lights.
Go out of our driveway, take a right, and it's there in 4 minutes.
No, it's left. We make a left out, stop light, make a right, stop light, make a right, stop light, go straight, stop light, make a right. Hmm. Although the way my wife does it, she only does two stoplights because she cuts to the aforementioned apartment complex.
My wife,
who I love dearly, guys. I think that's the show. These guys got to get out of here. I'm very mad about my internet, and I need to figure that out. I have a bunch of work that I have to do still.
Let's go.
Oh my goodness!
Let's have a Thursday, everybody.
I know, and I'm. And I have to go to the, I'm already dreading going to the pool on 4th of July.
As you should. That's a terrible decision. I'm sorry. I mean, there's better places that you can spend that day.
It's a bad move.
That'd be like, hey, guys, July 4th, let's go to the lake and rent a boat. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Isn't that what you did?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
We went to the lake, not on July 4th. Like, that's just,
okay.
It's like the busiest day of the year to go out on the lake.
Yeah.
And guess what? If you wanted to rent a boat for July 4th, there are no boats available. They're gone. They're gone. Spoken for. That pool deck is going to be a mob house, man. I'm praying for you. I am. And I don't even pray.
42% chance of thunderstorms on Tuesday. Felder, I am rooting for you.
Yeah, I need that.
Or you know what you do? July 3rd. July 3rd.
Poop in the pool.
Night of. Take some shit. Throw it over the fence.
Into the pool.
Doesn't have to
you're
be
gonna
yours.
You're going to find some shit on one of your walks.
Yeah.
You know, somebody did not pick up after that.
Oh, I absolutely see it every day.
Yeah. It's take some gross. White dog shit up and over the fence.
Yep. Step Brothers reference number two.
All right, we got to go to this meeting.
All right, see you guys.
Let's grow. Happy 4th, everybody. Be safe. Don't be an asshole.
Yeah, and stop shooting fireworks.
Back up, Terry.
Put it in reverse, Terry.
What you doing, Terry?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Let's grow.